This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the constitution of a high-power task force on examination reforms headed by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. The task force will also consist of former IB Director Tapan Deka, former ISRO Chairman S. Somnath, IIT Chennai Director V. Kamakoti, besides former Education Secretary Anita Karwal and logistics expert Amrit Lal Meena are also part of the task force. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the task force will focus on strengthening the examination system and based on its recommendations, necessary steps will be taken at the earliest to ensure the credibility of future examinations. The PM added that the government is also moving towards introducing a new law in Parliament today with stringent provisions to deal with examination-related irregularities.
हम पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा
The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill on Friday to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. Union Minister Pralhad Joshi assumed charge as the Education Minister. Mr. Joshi was appointed to the post on Saturday following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi also continues to hold the portfolios of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, and New and Renewable Energy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterated that there will be no talks with Pakistan and any dialogue would focus solely on Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, an integral part of India illegally occupied by Pakistan.
India has the capacity to respond to every misadventure of Pakistan in a manner far more severe than its imagination and I want to give this clear message from this platform. This will be the consequence of every single misadventure aimed at India's sovereignty. Friends, our intention is clear. There will be no talks with Pakistan, and if there are talks, they will only be about POK, which is a part of India that was illegally occupied by Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi said that the youth of the country have a crucial role in building a Viksit Bharat. He said they are not only the driving force behind a developed India, but also its greatest beneficiaries. Addressing participants of the Viksit Vibrant Village program through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said, developed villages are the foundation of a Viksit Bharat and that young people have a vital role in achieving this vision. In Germany, the suspect in the deadly Berlin Pride attack claiming one life and injuring 29 was shot dead by the police in a city suburb. The suspect, identified as Abdul Balot, a German citizen with Lebanese roots, was killed following a nearly 24-hour search after the downtown Berlin attack. Berlin prosecutors added that the suspect had previously sought to join the militant Islamic State group. Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu won the gold medal in the women's 48-kilogram event at the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. The 31-year-old lifter produced a record-breaking performance, lifting 85 kilograms in the snatch to set a CWG record in the category. She then lifted 105 kg in the clean and jerk, another games record to finish with a total of 190 kg. With this victory, Mirabai Chanu secured her third consecutive Commonwealth Games medal. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, PM Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated Mirabai Chanu on her gold medal victory. In men's cricket, India defeated host Zimbabwe by 35 runs in the third and final T20 international to clean sweep the series 3-0 in Harare. Chasing a target of 193 runs set by India, Zimbabwe managed to score 157 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Early opting to bat, India posted 192 for the loss of 5 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.